Hello, all you wrestling fans out there. It's time for the O-Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, CW. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to hit the bell on YouTube and subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcasting app. It's everywhere. Podcasts are everywhere. Not just mine, but everyone else's. How have you guys been? It's been like a month and a half change. Doesn't matter why, but I'm back. And a lot has happened in the time since I made the last episode, and I felt compelled to do a new episode, mostly because I found myself talking about wrestling to myself in an empty room, which made me crazy. So if I turn the microphone on and record what I'm saying, it's a little less crazy. I don't know about you guys, but I am really, really looking forward to not watching as much WWE coming soon. I don't know about you guys. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling pretty good about taking a step back and not ingesting as much content. And it's no malice. It's no, you know, ill will or ill feelings. The business is simply moving in a direction in which I cannot follow. Honestly, it really comes down to that. I had, you know, problems with the Vince McMahon era right where it was coming down, and there was a year where I just didn't watch wrestling. I just went to, you know, the wrestling recap sites, and I got my wrestling fixed that way. And then Vince moved out, and, you know, Triple H moved in, and things were good for a bit, and I came back, and I started this podcast, and it felt pretty good. Then TKO took over, and, you know, things started to change. And again, I was like, okay, I'll keep watching. Nothing has, you know, really thrown me for a loop. And then all the logos started showing up on the mats, and the commercials got, you know, weirder, and the breaks got weirder. And I don't know. Decisions were being made that just felt odd. And then the creative started taking a dip, and I was like, okay. In my opinion, creative started taking a dip. Your mileage may vary, but I stuck around. It was fine. And then WWE announced that all the PLEs will be moving to ESPN. I said, okay, I think I have ESPN somewhere. And then it came down that it'll cost $30 a month for some specific ESPN service. I didn't read too much into the details. As far as I know, I might still be able to watch it on whatever ESPN I have. I'm not sure what it is. I have Disney Plus. I think I have there's an ESPN thing on Disney Plus. Did you guys notice that Disney Plus is just becoming the largest streamer now? It's just eating all the other streamers. Now Hulu's moving into Disney Plus. ESPN is in Disney Plus. Like, that's a lot of stuff. Rivals, you know, HBO Max. Welcome back, HBO. It was just Max for a while. Anyway. So now there's a $30 bundle for sports and PLEs. There is Netflix, which has Raw. There is the USA Network, where I live, that has SmackDown. There is also Saturday Night Main Event, which exists solely on Peacock. It's the one show that's on Peacock. I think they're removing it from NBC, too, so it might not be on network television. It's just on Peacock. That's a lot of places to watch wrestling. And I logistically cannot watch all of that anymore. I refuse to pay $30 to watch pay-per-views. I understand. This is coming from a guy who would, you know, sometimes, we'll say sometimes, pay for pay-per-views, which were $60 or something like that, to buy a pay-per-view back in the day. And it was a single event, and I would only ever do it for like a WrestleMania or Royal Rumble. And then when the Peacock deal came down, it was like a flood of abundance. Hey, you have the Peacock app, you can watch, you know, whatever you want to watch. And before that, it was the $10 app that WWE had, which again was such a fantastic deal to the fans. And I think Someone, I think I maybe I imagined it. I think there was a time where Vince said, "You convinced me to do this app, and now it doesn't work," or something like that. Someone recounted a story like that. I think Vince didn't understand how how those apps work, and we really got to steal for $10 a month to watch all the archived wrestling stuff. That's all gone away, and now it costs hundreds upon hundreds of dollars to just stay on top of what WWE is doing. And for the past, I don't know, since the deal has been announced, honestly, I've just been not caring anymore. The state of the like program has also dipped for me. Again, mileage may vary. You might like the product. I've been less and less interested in the storylines going around. I've been less and less impressed with how they're treating certain wrestlers and, you know, their pushes. They've completely buried the tag team division on Raw, and they're actively throwing all their tag teams under the bus on SmackDown for the Wyatts for some reason. And yeah, I don't feel bad about not watching PLEs, you know? I don't really care. I think the last one coming up is Clash in Paris. I might watch it. I think it's on Peacock. I might watch it. I might not. I missed Raw this week. Not because I wanted to. I had other obligations, but I just didn't watch it. And I was fine. I was, by the end of the day, I was like, oh man, I missed Raw. And then I was like, take stock. Are you sad? And I was like, no. I didn't go back and try and watch it. Nothing. I didn't care. And I guess this is the casual nature of this podcast. I wasn't lying. I'm a very casual wrestling fan. And I like the storytelling and I like all that stuff, but there are just certain elements of WWE that are competing with the product. I fully support the wrestlers. I always have. That's why I stopped watching during that Vince era when they were taking the money from them from Twitch. I was like, well, I can't support the company if they don't even support their own wrestlers. So I dipped out. And I feel now it's a different way that they're not supporting their wrestlers. Like, they continue to hire really talented people like Rusev and like Aleister Black and the Motor City Machine Guns, and then just let them fester and sit and do nothing. They're not putting them over. They're not putting them in any sort of meaningful feuds or angles. The Intercontinental division is empty. It's just AJ Styles and Dominic Mysterio. Like I said, the tag team division, not great anywhere, like at all. Like, I don't know if anyone's noticed, but we're back to the Judgment Day having the titles and doing nothing with them. It's 2 years in a row, they've got the titles and done nothing. The women's division, they continue to bury Natty for some reason. I don't know. It's like a personal attack on Natty. Like, they just won't let that woman win a match. And she's great. So I'm confused by that. Like, there's so many little things that I'm confused by in WWE these days that just make it difficult to enjoy the product. There are bright spots, obviously. I've been thoroughly enjoying the Alexa Bliss and Charlotte Flair little not friends friends thing. It's getting dragged on a little bit long. That's good. John Cena's flip back to babyface is hilariously jarring, and I'm enjoying how poorly that was written. But everything else, I don't know, just kind of not my cup of tea. But because of, you know, this new ESPN deal, I just won't have the money to watch as much WWE anymore. And you know what? I'm okay with that. How are you feeling about all the PLEs going to ESPN and having to pay $30 to watch them? Let me know in the comments. Thank you so much for listening to this 10-minute wrestling podcast. I appreciate you. And don't you ever forget.
I'm your friend, but if I ever see you in the ring, I can beat you. Don't you know? Yeah.